It's the Theory Theory on POTUS.
Bad reason, good reason. I'm John Fury. Bad reason. Opposing the grand bargain because you think a grand bargain will help President Obama get reelected. Good reason. Opposing the grand bargain because you think raising taxes will hurt the economy. Bad reason. You strongly support a tax increase because you want to stick it to Republicans. Good reason. You want to get rid of tax breaks and loopholes because you think it will create jobs and make the economy stronger. Bad reason. Taking a pledge to not raise taxes because you want to get Grover Norquist off your back. Good reason. Deciding to take only one pledge. The pledge to defend and protect the Constitution because you think that a politician who can't think for himself and use his best judgment shouldn't be elected in the first place. Bad reason. You want to cut spending because you want to stick it to poor people who should be working hard just like you do. Good reason. You want to cut back on spending because you believe that in the long run, if we don't scale back our spending, our nation could face financial ruin. Bad reason. You don't want to raise the debt limit because you don't want to get grief back home. Good reason. You don't want to raise the debt limit unless the government is required to take some common sense steps to curtail future spending. Bad reason. You don't want to support any deal that includes a Medicare reduction because it will screw up your campaign commercials next fall. Good reason. You support a Medicare deal because you honestly believe that if you don't do something about the Medicare cost curve, we'll run out of money to pay the Pentagon. America needs some reasons, and good reasons, to trust its government again. Let's hope this Congress gives them some.
The Fury Theory is on POTUS.